listener production.
Hello, Alastair Kirkby with your local briefing. Fireys are still battling a blaze in Payne's Fine in the Shire of Yalgoo. While there's no threat to lives and homes, we're asked to avoid the area, with Mount Gibson Road being closed. It's in the same area where a body was found in a burnt-out car this week. Police are investigating after a string of break-ins at Geraldton's St John of God Hospital. A handful of cars were ransacked last Sunday, the offenders going home with sunglasses and other items. It comes after at least 10 cars were broken into on New Year's Eve at the hospital and health campus. WA's dairy industry has become the latest to be hit by the state's labour shortage. A new study has found one in two farmers are looking for workers as they struggle to keep the industry ticking across the country. Western Dairy's Joe Saunders says 76% of those farmers have struggled to find staff over the past 12 months.
It's not dissimilar to other sectors and what they're experiencing with the pandemic border closures. However, for the dairy industry, we are also experiencing an ageing farmer population with younger people moving to urban and metro areas.
To other news in WA, detectives in Perth will spend the day looking through CCTV footage after officers were allegedly hit with rocks and bottles in the city overnight, leaving two in hospital. Violence broke out on Wellington Street outside Perth Station around 10:15 p.m, then later on Moore Street in East Perth. Seven people have been arrested. To local sport, one more week until the Geraldton cricket season gets underway again for 2023. Kicking off Friday week, the Wanderers take on the Sportsmen's at Wonthella Oval. That one gets underway at 6 o'clock, while the Towns are hoping to start the round with a bang when they take on Bluff Point the following day on Recreation Ground. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.